O son of my vows. Here's mom's advice. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to do that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to say, where is strong drink? Lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice due to any that is afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto the bitter in soul. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb, in the cause of all such as are left desolate. And then finally, verse 9, open thy mouth, judge righteously, and minister justice to the poor and needy. As you look at the opening verse in this passage, it tells us about a king. Proverbs 31 and verse 1 tells us that this king was someone who had learned some lessons, some important lessons. This king's mom had, as he grew up, said, there are some things that I want you to know. I'm going to give you a variety of instructions as you go through life. And that's what she did. When we think about the people who are rulers today, the president of our country, the leaders in other nations, those rulers have all had mothers. In Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 1, we find a description, at least an initial description, of the power, the influence that a mother has over her children. As you look at Proverbs 31 and verse 3, mom says to her son, watch out for women. Watch out for women. This mom knew that there were some bad, some evil, some wicked women in the world. And she said to her son, I want you to know that there are some bad women. There are some evil women who can ruin your life. And son, I don't want you to be involved with those women. There's some women who can destroy you. And as you go out and you begin to live your life, when you become a grown up, you be careful. You take stock of this information and you don't allow those women to corrupt you. Not long ago, someone told me about an internet dating site. They were talking about someone who was using the site. And the person who's been using this site has not had much luck in the past. The name of this site is Plenty of Fish. Now, after I heard about that website name, I said, well, it sounds to me, in light of what this person had experienced, they've got a lot of bottom feeders on that website. Now, my point about this website is a lot like mom's point in Proverbs 31 and verse 3. This mom in Proverbs 31 knew that there would be some women who would be gold diggers. There would be some who would be searching for a partner that would not be good for a son. There would be some who would just have the idea, well, you just take care of me. And that's all I want to get from the relationship. I don't want to offer anything. I want to be a taker. This mom knew that there would be some leeches, there would be some sponges, there would be some immoral women that her son could be connected to or joined to. And she said, don't do that. That is the wrong road to go down. As I was thinking about this passage a few days ago, I was reminded of a conversation that I had with a man several years ago, a man who became a preacher. This man talked to me several times because we spent a lot of time together. He talked to me about his formative years. He said there was a womanly influence in his life. And this womanly influence, I believe it was the mom, I'm not sure about that point, but this female influence said, marry a Christian. Marry a Christian. I don't know how many times he heard that, but it was probably hundreds of times, marry a Christian. Now, the female influence in his life could have said, son, you marry the prettiest girl that you can find. Oh, there are going to be some pretty girls out there, and you marry the prettiest one. She didn't say that. This female influence could have said, you marry the wealthiest. You find the richest girl. You find someone who is well off, and you marry into that rich family. Didn't say that. The female influence could have said, you marry a smart woman, and there's some smart women in the world. You find the smartest woman or one of the top 10, and you marry her. Didn't say that. Now, some things are going to need to be put together, and you find a woman who is mechanically inclined. She doesn't need to read the instruction manual, and that's going to make your life so much easier. She can fix things around the house. No. Time and time again, this young man was told, you marry a faithful Christian. She may not be the prettiest. She may not be the strongest in school. And it was not a good reputation. In fact, the girl who had this reputation was a lot like the kind of girl that is described in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 3. Now, this man, he said, I went on the date with that girl. And he said, she lived up to her reputation. She did. She behaved exactly as the people said she behaved. As I talked with this man, he made it clear that he never stopped regretting that night with a girl that was like Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 3. He said it was such a mistake. Not following those sermons from mom and even dad, can bring about a lot of heartache. The consistent training from a good mother is far better than any college degree. There's no way to put a dollar amount on the teachings that good moms offer. As we look at Proverbs 31, we find that the lessons taught by a mom and dad, but we're not talking about dads today, the lessons taught by a good mom can eventually help the mightiest rulers on the earth. God created the role of womanhood or motherhood for some very important reasons. Our world, though, as we look at it right now, it's reached the point where we have some women who are taught to be ashamed at being a female. That needs to be rejected, and rejected outright. The idea of being a mother is sometimes pictured as old-fashioned, out of date, not worthy of consideration for the people who are smart, not worthy of the consideration for people who are well-heeled. God has, though, given women a very special role in the world, and it is a high, high honor. There is no shame, there is no embarrassment in fulfilling that role. When we look at our world, we find that society is pushing a lot of different messages right now to both adults and children. Mothers, as we think about moms, they are in our current society, they've always been, but especially now, they're on the front line of defenses when it comes to children, and they need to stand up and stand fast and stand strong. If our children are going to grow up with the right thinking and the right behavior, moms are going to have a big hand in ensuring that that happens. The mother in Proverbs 31 warned her children about her about relationships, at least the son that we read about. We don't know that she had other children, and that must also be done today. When we look at Proverbs 31, we move down a little bit to verse 4. We read about a different topic. In verses 4 through 6, this mom talked to her son about alcohol. She talked him about liquor. Mom told her son that leaders, truly good leaders, do not make fools of themselves. Well, that point would seem to be obvious. Before my teenage years ended, I came to some conclusions. I learned some things about alcohol. One of the lessons that I learned is that alcohol has embarrassed a lot of people. When people start hitting the bottle, there are often two common reactions. Some people say there are four reactions. I'm just going to limit it to two. There are some people who, as they drink, they get very friendly and they get very talkative. And then there are others, they become mean and they become combative and maybe abusive. The mother of this king warned her son about booze. Now, in our time, as you look at some parents, there's some people who say, well, I'm going to let my child decide for himself. I love my child and I'm going to let him or her do whatever they think is best, at least in many ways. The other parents, they have the idea, well, I'm just going to be a friend to my child and I'll just give my child some suggestions. The word parent and the word friend are not synonyms. We need to be friendly to our children, but parent and friend are not synonyms. Good parents, if you will, present sermons versus make suggestions. They do not let kids choose for themselves when it comes to important matters. There are some parents, well, we'll let our child choose our gender. No, gender is something that we are born with. Sex and gender are given by God. We're going to let our children decide about religion. No, teach them what's right. When we think about children, teach them the truth and have them abide by the truth when it comes to alcohol, abortion, fornication, gambling, a good work ethic, and all the other things that should be associated with right parenting. In Proverbs 31, we read about a mother who set her son straight. She tells her son, verse 4, booze can make a fool out of you. She said alcohol can cause people to forget the law. Well, don't we see that in society? Alcohol causing people, I was drunk. I can't remember. I don't know what I did last night. I was too intoxicated. Three sheets to the wind. And then mom says justice is perverted by alcohol, verse 5. Oh, she said alcohol might be needed in some cases. It might sometimes be needed as a sedative, verse 6. The people back then, they didn't have the kinds of prescription drugs that we now have. So therefore, verse 7, alcohol might be needed by someone who's dying or if they're in dire straits. But pain and dying are in a very different category from the drinking that's now done by most people. This mom says when it comes to booze, leave it alone. Avoid that. If this mom were still alive today and she were still presenting some sermons, she'd probably add a few more instructions. Don't use illegal drugs. Don't become part of a gang. Don't smoke. Don't use bad language. Watch what you wear. Watch where you go. Watch what you put on social media. Stay faithful to God at all times. And this younger man, In his younger years, he liked to talk about false teachers. In fact, it sounded like, from what was described to me, every sermon was about false teachers. And one day there was an older Christian in this congregation, a man who had served as an elder, and he'd heard enough. It was false teacher, false teacher, false teacher, false teacher. And this young man was one day called aside by his older brother. He said, "I'd like to talk to you for a minute." Younger preacher came aside to the older man, and the former elder said this: "I was opposing false teachers while you were still in diapers." Now let that sink in. This sharing, and I am insisting that good mom might one day hear, "Mom, you have told me that 100 times. The retort, the reply from the mom would be, "Yes, I have. And this is time 101. And I'm going to tell you time 102, 103, and 104 until you get it." You see, that repetition of good moms is what America has always needed. And it's desperately needed now. When you look at Proverbs 31, you find that this mom gave a lot of sermons to the young man who eventually became a king. And may God help us to do the same. Brian.